弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be all to the brothers and sisters。
感谢神恩典啊，我们在今天晚上可以继续在教会来敬拜神。
We give thanks to the grace of the Lord that we're able to come here this evening to His church to worship Him。
因为今天是假日，很多人出外啊，又有一些活动啊，所以我们感觉上教会晚上的聚会跟往常不太一样。
Today is a holiday. A lot of people have today off, and also it's also there are a lot of activities going on at church, and so tonight is a little bit different from normal.
刚刚过这个 weekend 要嫁女儿，所以很多亲友呢到外地参加婚礼去了。
For Garden Grove Church, this weekend is the weekend that we're actually going to marry out our daughter, one of our daughters. And so a lot of the families have left the state to go attend the wedding.
不过我们虽然人不多，我们奉主耶稣圣名在这边聚集的时候，主的恩典就要跟我们同在。
And so even though we don't have a lot of people here attending service, when we gather together in the name of the Lord, He will be with us.
今天晚上要跟大家来谈一谈神对他选民的救赎和建立。
This evening, I would like to talk with you the topic regarding the redemption of God's chosen people and also His establishment.
因为我们教会的读经进度从七月一号开始读出埃及记。
Because the Bible reading schedule for our church starting July 1st is the book of Exodus.
那出埃及记这一卷书对我们了解耶稣基督的救赎非常的重要。
The book of Exodus is a very important book for us to understand the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
我们新约时代的一些救赎的观念，其实很多部分都是根据出埃及记里面所留下的模范能看到的。
The understanding of salvation in the New Testament can be understood by or seen by the book of Exodus.
所以出埃及记这里面又充满了很多的神迹，看到很多神奇妙作为，让我们看了以后能够更认识神他的全能以及神的属性。
And also, there are many miracles that was recorded in the book of Exodus. After reading through them, we will be able to understand who God is.
这里面这本书又记载了很多神对他选民的吩咐跟要求，要怎么样才能够真正的敬拜神，当中又有很多的条例是他要求百姓要遵守的。
And there are also many laws and commandments recorded in this book that God gave to His people of His requirement of what He was asking His people to follow and to do.
那神所留下的这一些吩咐跟命令，目的其实就是要建立一个国度，是神他亲自要跟他的百姓同住的一个圣洁的国度。
And the purposes of these laws and commandments that God gave to His people was to establish a nation or a kingdom, and it is a kingdom where God would abide with His people.
那这个国度就神的同在就用会幕的建立来做代表。
And in this kingdom of God's abidance, it's represented by the establishment of the tabernacle.
所以在出埃及记里面还有很多的部分，很大的一部分是怎么样建立起神要同住的这个会幕里面所有的细节。
And that is why there are a lot of details recorded in the book of Exodus regarding how to build this tabernacle, which represent the abidance of God in His kingdom with His people.
那当这个会幕建立，神同在的时候，它的表现就是神的荣耀充满在百姓当中。
And when the tabernacle is established, the sign of that is that God's glory would be among His people.
所以出埃及记从记载以色列的众子的名字开头，它的开头就是以色列的众儿子的名字。
And so the beginning of the book of Exodus recorded all the names of the children of Israel.
所以出埃及记第一章的第一节就接下去就一连串的名字。
And so the starting from chapter 1 of verse 1 of the book of Exodus, starting there, that we see a series of names.
那这个就是以色列选民的十二个支派。
And these were the 12 tribes of Israel.
那所以其实出埃及记这个书名是后来在从圣经从希伯来文翻译成希腊文的时候所赋予的一个书名叫做出埃及出埃及记啊，后来才加上去的。
And also the name of the book Exodus, it was when the Bible was first written in Hebrew and then later on translated into Greek, the name was given called Exodus.
意思就是出走的意思，就出去。
And the meaning of the name means to exit.
那其实希伯来文圣经，它的名字就是名字，这些名字。
And the name of this book in Hebrew actually just meant these names.
那这个就是我们圣经里面第一节英文也是这样子，就是这些名字，以色列子孙的这些名字，取那个头一个字。
And it is the same as the first verse of chapter 1 in the book of Exodus where it says these are the names.
那出埃及记的最后，我们请看最后一章40章。
Let's turn to the last chapter of the book of Exodus, which is chapter 40.
最后一章四十章的最后在三十四节那里说神的荣光充满了帐幕。
In verse 34 of the last chapter, chapter 40, it says the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
最后一节三十八节。
And verse 38, the last verse, For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
好，所以最后结束就是以色列人在走一个旅程，那神用云柱跟火柱，跟他们一起在神，在众人眼前跟他们走这个旅程。
So the last verse recorded the fact that the Israelites were on their journey and God was together with them in this journey.
所以云柱火柱就代表着神与他们同在。
And so the fire and also the cloud of the Lord represents the abidance of God.
那他们在走旅程，神跟他们同行，指引他们的路。
And throughout all their journeys, God was with them and guiding their path.
所以我们就看到有一群人，他们离开了埃及，走旅程，神跟他们在一起。这当中是因为有会幕建立的。
And so we are able to see a group of people who exited out from Egypt, and there was the establishment of the tabernacle, and God was with them throughout their journeys.
所以这个出埃及记这一卷书啊。对我们今天我们信徒要了解神的救赎来说很重要。
And that is why it's very important for believers today to understand the book of Exodus because it will help us understand God's salvation.
因为它预表着我们要经过主耶稣基督的救赎离开这个罪恶的世界。
Because this book represents that we need to go through the redemption of Jesus to leave this sinful world.
神要主耶稣基督要建立我们成为一个圣洁的国度。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will establish us into a holy nation.
他要跟我们一起同行走这个天国的旅程。
And he will walk with us on this heavenly journey.
那这个就是一种天路的路程，就是我们要怎么样从在这个跟神同行当中，让我们的信仰得到真正的建立起来。
And to walk with the Lord on this heavenly journey teaches us how we can establish our faith.
好，那出埃及记作者是摩西，是众人所公认的没有人能够否定。
The author of the book Exodus was Moses, and it was recognized by everyone. No one could deny it.
当然，现代的圣经学者很多人就没事找事做，他们就要去。提出他们的疑问，真的是摩西写的吗？
But of course, there are modern scholars who have a lot of free time on their hands, and they start questioning, was this book really written by Moses?
他们认为说不太可能是摩西写的，因为很有可能是很多人事后回忆的时候，把一些资料把它凑起来的。
And so they said that it's very impossible or unlikely that this book was written by Moses. It was more likely that a lot of later on people gathered together what they thought from memory.
那其实有很多人他们的疑问就是从出于不相信神的作为做出发点才有这种结果的。
But in actuality, a lot of the people questioned this from the perspective that they did not believe in God.
我们现在来看一节圣经就可以了解这个是主耶稣亲自印证的。
If we just read a verse from the Bible, then we will be able to understand that this was confirmed by the Lord Jesus.
我们看马可福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark, chapter 7.
我们先来看第十节。
Mark chapter 7 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.
好，那这一节圣经这里是主耶稣的话，他说摩西说要孝敬父母，说不可以咒诅父母，不然要治死他，这个都是从出埃及记里面引出来的了。
And so here was a statement spoken by the Lord Jesus. And this phrase, honor your father, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. These were referenced from the book of Exodus.
所以这个是主耶稣说，这个就是摩西说的啊。
And the Lord Jesus Christ said that this was spoken by Moses.
也就是说摩西写下来的，是神自己讲，但是摩西说写的啦。
Which meant that Moses was the one that wrote these down, even though it was spoken by God.
好，所以其实在新约圣经 的作者以及使徒保罗跟其他新约的作者，他们其实都引证出埃及记的内容，都说这是摩西写的。
And so we could see that the authors in the New Testament, as well as Paul, they all referenced these from statements and said that they were written by Moses.
比如说第十二章，马可第十二章。
For example, in Mark chapter 12,
二十六节。
Verse 26.Verse 26, but concerning the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush passage, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob?
27.
Verse 27, he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You are therefore greatly mistaken.
你看这里就很清楚的神主耶稣他所说的这个摩西书上荆棘篇，就是出埃及记里面第三章，我们今天读经进度里面所读的荆棘火焰里面的那个事件所讲的话。
And so, this passage records the book of Exodus in chapter 3, which was according to our schedule today of our Bible reading schedule, and this was referring to the incident of the burning bush.
所以摩西他在这个带领百姓所旷野路的这样的一个忙碌的生活当中，他还能够有这样的精神、这样的时间写下出埃及记，你看他到底有多会利用时间。
And so Moses, during his busy schedule of leading the Israelites out of Egypt, he was still able to take the time to write down and record the whole journey. And so we could see that Moses was very efficient in using his time.
摩西在什么时候能够有时间写出埃及记呢？
When did Moses have time to write the book of Exodus?
我们知道摩西他的生命最后的四十年就是在旷野过的啊。
We know that during the last 40 years of Moses' life, he spent it in the wilderness.
80岁以前，40到80岁，他是在牧羊的生活当中过的。
From the age of 40 to the age of 80, he was a shepherd.
那所以那个时候这个事情还没发生，他不会写这个书啊。
So that was before all these things happened. It was not possible that he wrote these.
40岁80岁以后他走旷野，他要进迦南地120岁的时候他死了，他也没有不可能还有时间去写啊。
And from the age of 80 to 120, he was in the wilderness guiding the Israelites out of Egypt, and so he would not be able to have time to do this either.
那我们知道摩西他带领着整个以色列百姓这么多人，什么事情都要找摩西去处理啊。
And we also know that Moses was leading so many people, the Israelites, and many things needed to be taken care of by him.
我们如果想一想摩西的生活，我们就知道，摩西他是怎么样运用他的时间，把他的心能够安静下来， 还能够把神的讲的话记得这么清楚。
And so if we quiet down, or if we think about how Moses was able to quiet down his heart and write down everything in such detail of what God said,
我们就知道说这真的是出于神的作为，这个叫做神迹。
Then we would understand and realize that this is by the work of God, and this is called a miracle.
这个也叫做神的启示。
And this is also called the revelation of God.
所以神说他吹气，他向他的仆人吹气，让他们在灵里面写下他的信息。其实我们在出埃及记看摩西的作为就很清楚了。
And so when God tells us that he breathed this on his servant so that they would understand God's message, this is very easily understood by reading the book of Exodus.
他也没有书桌啊，摩西也没有说一个书桌，安安静静的地方，都不要人家吵闹来写。
Moses didn't have a desk where he was able to be very quiet, in a very quiet environment and writing down all these things.
眼睛一张开的时候就要看银柱火柱。到底有没有什么指示？
As soon as he opened his eyes, he needed to look towards the pillar of cloud and fire to see if there was any guidance.
如果准备要走，那摩西接下来就有很多工作他要执行。
And if it was time for them to move, then Moses would have a lot of things that he needed to do.
那如果不要走，就有很多这个百姓的事情要等他处理。
And if it wasn't a day that they needed to move, then Moses would have a lot of things that he needed to take care of by the people.
如果是我们的话，我们到底怎么样找时间来写出神要他写的东西？
And then if we were him, how would we possibly find the time to write down what God wanted him to write?
所以这里面其实有很多我们在看的时候很简单的看过去，但其实这里面有很多很多神的感动作为是我们要去想的。
And so when we're just reading through the book of Exodus, we actually need to take the time to think about the work of God and also the actions of God.
好，那这个什么时候摩西写出这一卷书呢？
And so when did Moses write this book exactly?
我们大概知道一个时间，大概一个范围，就是大概什么时候，但是不能够知道确定的时间呢？
We knew the approximate time, but we did not know the exact time.
从圣经自己本身就是经文本身呢，我们可以从用反推的方式知道一个时间点。
From the contents of the Bible, we could try to logically deduce a time frame of when he wrote this book.
我们看列王记上第六章。
Let's turn to the book of First Kings.
列王记上第六章。
First Kings chapter 6.
请看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
第六章第一节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 1. And it came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord.
从这一节呢，他就说明了以色列人出埃及之后480年啊，所罗门就开始建造圣殿。
From this verse, we see that after the children of Israel had come out of Egypt, after 480th year, King Solomon started to build the temple.
这是所罗门做王第四年的时候。
And this was the fourth year of Solomon's reign.
那所罗门登基，他们按照现在以色列人他们历史很清楚的。指出那一年叫做970年，公元前970年。
And from the history of the Israelites, from the record, it was very obvious that this year was 980 BC.
900. 就是所罗门登基的时候，做王的时候。
The year that Solomon became king.
啊，所以四年以后就是966年，他开始建圣殿了。
So 4 years after that, it would be 966 BC.
那480年以前，他们出埃及。
And they were out of Egypt 480th.
所以你把它反算回去，他们在1446年左右啊，应该就已经离开埃及了。
And then so if we push the numbers back and deduce it, we would be able to tell that they left Egypt about 1146.
是不是1446啊？是不是？因为 966又480年了，加上去了。
966 plus 480。
那所以我们都知道说大概在1450年到440年左右这段时间很有可能是摩西写下出埃及记的时候。
And so we would be able to tell approximately from 1450 to 1440 BC, it was the time frame that Moses likely wrote the book of Exodus.
哦，所以这个就是现在一般的圣经学者他们在看这卷书的历史的时候，大家共同的共识就是这样子，大概第十五世纪，公元前第十五世纪中叶的时候写下来的。
And so it was recognized by the biblical scholars that this time frame was the production of the book of Exodus, which was the 14th century?
Of,
15th century.
BC.
Or BC.
那这个应该是，而且应该是会幕建立以后才写下来的，因为出埃及记里面很清楚的记录这个会幕建立的经过。
And it was written after the establishment of the tabernacle because the book of Exodus recorded in detail of the process of the establishment of the tabernacle.
所以这出埃及记呢，它其实它的重点整个主题在讲神对百姓的救赎。
And so the key point of the book of Exodus was focusing on the redemption or the salvation of God to his people.
其实也是整个圣经里面对救赎讲的最完整最具体的一卷书。
And this is in fact the most comprehensive book in the Bible that describes the process of salvation.
它记录了神救赎的经过。
And this recorded of the process of God's salvation.
以及神建立属他的国度，这个特殊的国度的计划跟他的目的。
And this book also recorded in detail of God's plan of salvation and his purpose.
那他的中心的经文就是要表达这样的一个主题的经文在第十九章。
And to illustrate this focal point of the book was this was shown in chapter 19 of the book of Exodus.
请看第十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 19.
从第三节到第六节这一段。
Read from verses 3 to 6.
这是神对摩西讲的话。
And this was spoken by God to Moses.
我们请读三节到六节。
Let's read from verses 3 to 6. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, For you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Verse 5, Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. 6, And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这段话就是神他特别要百姓每一个人都知道的他的心意。
And so this passage recorded the intention that God wanted all his people to know.
神所要建立的就是一个属他的特别的国度，是圣洁的。
What God wanted to establish was a kingdom that belonged to him, and it's a holy nation.
神的心意是要他的百姓真的成为诚心敬拜的人，用他的方式来建立这个神跟人之间有美好关系的国度。
And God's intention was to have a group of people that belonged to him, and through the way of God to establish a relationship between God and the people and a kingdom.
第五节特别说明说这个国度是被分别出来，跟从万民当中被分别的。
Verse 5 especially tells us that this kingdom is separated from all the people.
所以在说明神属神的国度跟这个世界上的其他的不属神的人是不一样的。
And so this tells us that the kingdom of God or the people that belong in this kingdom is different from the rest of the world.
那这样的一个救赎，其实我们如果从整个圣经谈的主题看来，神对以色列百姓的救赎是，实际上是主耶稣基督对整个全人类救赎的预表， 就是它一个 pattern， 就是一个模型而已。
And so if we understand from the whole Bible, we will see that God's salvation to the Israelites was a pattern for Jesus Christ to save the world.
因为我们从出埃及记看出来，神对百姓是非常的专爱，但是对其他人哦，哦，这个埃及人，神就一点都不客气了，啊，神的作为是很严厉的。
Because from the book of Exodus, we would be able to see that God especially loved the Israelites, but he was quite harsh to the Egyptians and all the others.
因为在这一卷书里面，我们看到很多神迹啊，整个其实旧约圣经里面最多神迹的就是出埃及记嘛。
Because in this book, we saw a lot of miracles, and actually, this is the book that recorded the most miracles.
那在这个从第七章开始到第九章到第十章，在讲这个十灾的时候，特别会看到神都说，那个这些灾殃哦，以色列百姓他们住的地方没有，或者选民本身都不会遭遇到，都被分别出来。
And especially in chapters 7-9, when it recorded the 10 plagues of Egypt, we would see that God's people was not in these plagues; they were separated.
哦，所以你看，神他为了要执行那救赎。其实他整个目标都是向着他的百姓，他所爱的人，要把他们带出来，一定要让这个事情实现就对了。
And so we could see that God's salvation, his whole purpose was centered around his people, and it was shown in this way.
那是要让以后人可以了解这个神他的作为啊。
And this was to enable the people later on to understand the works of God.
哦，那所以当时候其实啊，这个有些还不了解整个神救恩计划的人，他们就看旧约发现，哇，神怎么这么不公平啊？
And so to the people who do not understand the salvation plan of God, when they read the Old Testament, they may feel that God is very unreasonable.
但其实在旧约里面所描述的其实是一个影子而已。
But in actuality, what was described in the Old Testament was just a shadow.
真正的救赎是耶稣基督来到人间以后，对整个所有人类的救赎了。
The realization of salvation was after Jesus had come into this world, of that salvation of the whole mankind.
是主耶稣要从把万民从罪恶当中救出来。
Jesus was to save His people from all the people in this world.
所以出埃及记里面，他所表达这个救赎的信息，是要让我们了解神的心意跟神的计划。
And so, the message that was shown in the book of Exodus was to make us or help us understand the purpose and the plan of salvation that God had.
也要证明神是信实的神。
And this was also to prove that our God is a faithful God.
因为神他在创世纪的时候，就已经拣选了亚伯拉罕跟亚伯兰立约了。
Because in the book of Genesis, God already chose Abraham and He already made a covenant with him.
那神他在按照他的时间、他的计划，他在出埃及记的时候，他就完成就是执行他的应许。
And according to God's time and His plan, in the book of Exodus, God was able to execute His plan of salvation.
所以证明神是信实的。
And so this proved that God is faithful.
就是以色列百姓在埃及，他们一共住了430年。
Because the children of Israel, they lived in Egypt for 430 years.
这是当这430年里面，哇，这个发生很多事情。
And a lot of things happened during the 430 years.
他们受了很多苦。
And they suffered much.
但是神都知道。
But God knew.
所以神眼睁睁地看着他的百姓在受苦。
And so God witnessed how his people suffered.
但是神他在他们百姓受苦当中为他们开一条路。
But in their suffering, God opened up a way for them.
那个路就是他们越苦哦，哎，他们恩典越多。
And that path was the more sufferings they endured, the more blessings they received.
比如说我们现在看第一章的第十二节。
For example, if we read chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel.
他们被奴役当做苦工，他们 越被压迫，他们这个生越多。
They were enslaved and forced to do labor, but the more that they were afflicted, the more they multiplied and grew.
虽然第十四节说，他们都觉得很命苦。
And verse 14 tells us that even though they all felt very bitter with their life,
但是在这个苦当中哦，哎，神都给他们力量哦，去胜过，他们还是可以过日子啊，他们也没有这样死亡啊。
But throughout this bitterness in their life, God gave them strength, and they didn't just die off, and they were able to endure.
那个以色列的那个整个百姓啊，不管是男的女的，都特别强壮。哎，这个跟埃及人都不一样。
And the Israelites, no matter male or female, they were quite strong, and that was also different from the Egyptians.
就是那个当时候百姓他们在那个哀哭当中，其实神也都听到啊，还知道啊。
And so during the suffering of the Israelites, God also heard their sufferings and God knew.
你看第二章记载这个法老他这个要灭他们民族的手段，哎，这个这样的一个很大的危机里面，哎，他们也没有被灭掉啊，神也是把他们开了一条路，让他们性命被保留下来，民族还是继续成长。
In chapter 2, it recorded an event where Pharaoh wanted to destroy their group, but God was able to help them, and they were still able to grow and multiply.
那神又特别选出他所要拣选的工人。
And God also specifically chose the workers that he wanted.
那虽然他们很苦，
even though they were in suffering,
第二章的23节。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
他们的哭声神都听到了。
But they cried out, and the cry came up to God.
请读24节。
Verse 24, let's read it. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
25.
And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them.
我们这里看到，其实在这一段他们受苦当中，神他也都了解，但是神一直忍耐，都没有出手。但是他默默地帮助百姓度过种种的困难。
And so we see from this passage that God knew about the suffering that the children of Israel were going through, and God was there watching them, and he also kept them.
所以从出埃及记里面，我们其实看到神的作为很细腻的。
And so from the book of Exodus, we could actually see that God's actions were quite detailed.
神的恩典总是够用的。
And God's grace is always sufficient.
所以其实今天我们弟兄姐妹我们所面临的处境啊，如果跟当时候的以色列选民来看呢，我们都应该不会比他们更惨，我们一定是很容易度过的。
And so no matter what kind of situations that our brothers and sisters are in today, if we compare it to the situation that were faced by the Israelites back then, we would see that we will be able to go or be able to bear our situation.
神会看顾他们，神也会看顾我们。
God was able to take care of the Israelites back then, and the same, he will be able to take care of us today.
神说他知道他们的苦情。
And here it says that God knew or he acknowledged their suffering.
一样，我们今天的苦，神也都了解。
And it is the same for us today. Our sufferings, God also knows.
所以他这里特别提到说，神纪念他的约了。
And here it also specifically mentioned that God remembered his covenant.
所以你看，神是信实的，是守约，是慈爱的。
And so we could see that God is our faithful God, and he is a God that keeps his covenant.
他的目标就是要把以色列选民从埃及地把他领出来。
And his purpose was to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
把他们领到他当时候向亚伯拉罕所应许的这块流奶与蜜的土地，要给你跟你的后裔。
To lead them out of Egypt to enter into this land, in this promised land that he had made a covenant with Abraham, this land flowing with milk and honey.
然后神要建立这些选民，让他们真的成为圣洁的国民，能够建立祭司的国度。
And God wanted to establish this people that belongs to him, that will be holy and a kingdom of priests.
那所以这个里面整个过程。这个有很多很多的意义，我们需要去了解，也要能够看得到啊，神的这个美好的旨意。
And so throughout this whole process, we need to be able to understand the will of God, and also to understand the whole process.
我们知道出埃及记是在创世纪之后啊， 这个摩西五经的第二卷嘛，哈。
We know that the book of Exodus is right after the book of Genesis, which is the second book of Moses.
在创世纪里面谈神的创造跟人类的罪败堕落，就是罪恶以及神的拣选啊。
In the book of Genesis, it talked about the creation of God and also the fall of man and also God's choosing.
哦，所以从这个败坏当中，哎，神特选了一些他所要指定的人来执行这个工作哈，让神的这个计划能够一直继续下去啊。
From the fall of mankind, we see that God chose a certain people to be His workers and to continue with His plan.
一开头的创造哈，创世纪里面一开头创造是很美好的，什么都好的。
In the beginning, creation was very beautiful. Everything was good.
那可是有罪了以后哈，这个美好就走样了。
But after sin entered the world, it was no longer good.
那本来是一直跟神同在，是有生命、永生的。
And in the beginning, we had the abundance of God. There was eternal life.
就是你看创世纪一章，生机盎然，这个整个描述是非常的完美。
And if we read the chapter one of the book of Genesis, we see a very beautiful description of life.
但是到创世纪第五十章呢
？But in Genesis chapter 50,
最后是什么？什么结局
？What was the ending?
就是约瑟一个死人，他被放在棺材里面，那一具棺材就停在埃及啊，停在埃及了。
It was a description that Joseph died. It was one dead man who was in a coffin in Egypt.
我们就看到，你看从一个美好的创造里面，因为罪的关系，这个死人最后就放在棺材里，这个就是人生的结局了。
And then so from the beautiful beginning of God's creation, we see the process in the end after sin was man dying in a coffin.
这个说明人在罪里死亡了。
And so this was to tell us that man would die in sin.
好，接下来，但是神创造人一开始，他并不是要人就死在就躺在棺材里啊。
But in the beginning, when God created man, His purpose was not for man to die in a coffin.
所以你看，出埃及记现在从这一个棺材开始，现在要把它带进去神的荣耀里。
And so from the book of Exodus, with this coffin, we see that this needs to be brought into the glory of God.
所以我们就看到出埃及记最后的时候是看到神的荣耀，神的荣耀，神与百姓同在，就在那个会幕当中显现。
And that is why at the end of the book of Exodus, we see that the glory of the Lord was with his people.
所以我们就看到这样的一个很完美的这个救赎的联系。
And so we see a very beautiful continuation of the plan of God's salvation.
那所以出埃及记里面这个充满的这个神对人救赎的这些预表。
And also in the book of Exodus, it's filled with the symbols or representations of God's salvation to mankind.
在读出埃及记的时候，我们一方面看这些历史性的事件，另一方面我们一定要看到主耶稣基督他所为我们准备这美好的救赎工作。
And so when we're reading the book of Exodus, on one hand, we are reading through the recordings of history, but on the other hand, we must see the beautiful work of salvation that God has for His people.
世人，神要把世人从撒旦跟这个罪恶的权下把他救出来了。
God wants to save man from the authority of sin and Satan.
所以在出埃及记那个法老，你看那个他的预表性就是代表着魔鬼那掌权的。
And so in the book of Exodus, Pharaoh represented Satan.
那这个埃及就代表这个罪恶的世界。
And Egypt represents the sinful world.
就是人在这个罪恶当中被奴隶的，就是人失去自由，很苦。
And under sin, men are enslaved in this world.
那现在这些神的选民需要被救赎，从罪里面被救赎出来。
And now a group of God's chosen people need to be saved from sin.
人在这个罪里面受苦，神都知道的。
People are suffering under sin, and this is something that God knew.
但是神他的救赎都有他的计划，所以每一件事情都要按照神的时间来进行。
But God's salvation is a plan. He needs to do everything through a through His time.
所以在时候满足的时候，哎，神让摩西生下来。
And so when the time has come, God let Moses be born into the world.
神很耐心的等了八十年。
And God waited patiently for 80 years.
而且还这当中还用他的智慧去训练摩西成为合用的这个。
And throughout this process, God used His wisdom to train Moses into a suitable leader.
那最后摩西就成为百姓要离开这个埃及地的一个很重要的带领人，他成为这个中保。
And in the end, Moses became a very important person, a character that led the children of Israel out of Egypt. He became the mediator.
我们在读出埃及记里面绝对不能够忽略摩西他这个人的特质。
When we're reading the book of Exodus, let us not overlook the special characteristic that Moses had.
所以我们在读这个一段时间哦，一定要好好的注意摩西他这个人的表现。
And so when
we're 他的性格
when we're reading this book, let us pay special attention to the personality and the characteristics of Moses.
要从这个圣经里面的描述里面去看到主耶稣基督的影子。
And we need to see a shadow of the Lord Jesus from the description of Moses.
在这一段的描述当中，其实摩西的角色就代表着像耶稣基督当中保的角色一样。
From the description of this whole process, the role of Moses was just like Jesus, being the mediator.
那你看摩西他是谁
？So who is Moses? Who was Moses?
他其实像先知一样的。
He was like a prophet.
神把他的话告诉他的。
God spoke his words to him.
他是一个中保。
And he was also the mediator.
就是那个法老要做什么，都是要找摩西来啊。
Because everything that Pharaoh wanted to do, he needed to go through Moses.
神要叫摩西做什么，要百姓做什么，就请摩西来讲。
And everything that God wanted His people to do, it was also done through Moses.
所以其实真的，摩西就成为一个中保的角色，在神人还有跟这个跟魔鬼对抗当中，都是以摩西为中心呢。
And so indeed, Moses became the mediator between the interactions of God and His people, and also between the people of God and Satan.
我们看到摩西又是带球的。
And we also see that Moses was also someone who interceded.
神的百姓如果没有摩西。为他们祷告祈求，他们早就灭亡了。
If the people of God did not have Moses to intercede for them, they would have been destroyed a long time ago.
那摩西又是一个带头的，他是一个非常非常有智慧的领导者。
And Moses was also a leader. He was a someone who was very wise.
所以对选民来说，对以色列人来说，摩西就是他们的救主。
And so to the Israelites, Moses was their savior. He was the one that saved them.
这一些角色通通集中在耶稣基督的身上。
And all these roles, they were gathered together onto the Lord Jesus.
所以我们在这个出埃及记里面，你看到的是主耶稣基督他的这些身份哦，一个一个的被放在这样一个摩西这个角色里面，最后在新约里面也会一一的呈现出来了。
And so from the book of Exodus, we could see that the different roles that Moses played was shown one by one onto the Lord Jesus Christ.
在建立祭司的国度这样一个神的计划里面，亚伦是另外一个很重要的角色。
And also during the establishment of this kingdom of priests to God, Aaron played an important role as well.
亚伦是大祭司，神特别指定的。
Aaron was the head priest, and he was especially chosen by God.
那其实亚伦他在这个大祭司角色里面，其实也是预表着耶稣基督的。
And Aaron, in his role of the priest, the head of priest, he also represented the Lord Jesus.
这样一个角色在希伯来书里面会讲得很清楚。
And such role is explained in detail or described in detail in the book of Hebrews.
那为了要带领以色列百姓出埃及，要能够真的离开埃及，这有一个关键的事情。
And in order to truly lead the Israelites out of Egypt, there was a crucial key event.
那这个事情就是逾越节这件事情的建立跟击杀长子这个灾祸。
And this event was the establishment of the Passover and also the plague of the death of the firstborn.
所以我们就你看，我们现在在新约的时代，我们在吃圣餐哦，其实每回都要想到 出埃及记里面这个逾越节的救赎。
And so today in the New Testament, every time when we partake of the Holy Communion, we need to think about the salvation that happened in Exodus.
那第十二章就描述这个逾越节的条例啊。
In chapter 12, it recorded the laws of Passover.
最后的神的手段要击杀在埃及的长子跟头生的牲畜。
The last action that God did was to kill off the firstborn and also all the firstborns of the cattle.
神的选民要怎么样能够从这样的一个灾祸当中逃出来呢？
And how would the people of God be able to escape from such a disaster?
家家户户都要准备一只一岁的羊羔。
Every family needed to prepare a one-year-old lamb.
在神指定那个时间要把它宰杀。
And according to the time that God scheduled, they needed to kill the lamb.
然后那个血要把它涂在门楣门框上。
And the blood of the lamb needed to be put onto the door frames.
击杀了天使，出去看到有血在门框的，就越过去了，他们命就保存了。
And the angels that went out to kill, when they see the blood of the lamb on the doorways, they would cross over or pass over it.
所以逾越节这样的一个条例的设立，就预表着主耶稣基督救赎的他这个里面的细节。
And so the establishment of Passover represented this detail of how Jesus would save.
那一家里面那一只羊羔就预表着耶稣基督的牺牲。
And the lamb that every family had represented the sacrifice that Jesus made.
好，所以你看主耶稣基督他为我们所做这一切、啊、都是我们罪人，我们都还是不会感谢他的时候，他就为我们做出来了。
And so everything that the Lord Jesus Christ had done for us was done for us when we were still sinners before we knew him.
就像我们在看这个逾越节这个时候，出埃及最后这一个过程，我们看到以色列百姓，他们其实并没有真的哇，像欢呼啊，那个逾越节那个晚上，他们并不是说哇，很感谢神哦，我们今天命被保，他们。看起来一句感谢话都没有听到。
And also from the recording of the Passover event, we do not see that the Israelites on that evening were filled with thanksgiving or shouted out praises to God. They didn't say anything.
那时候众人都是很恐惧的。
Everyone was very much afraid.
哦，因为那个神说，神的作为要让那个以色列那个外邦人哦，埃及人连狗都不敢向以色列百姓吭声了。
Because God told the Israelites that what would happen is something that even the dogs would not dare to bark at the Israelites.
所以其实那个时候的百姓，他们对神的这个作为，好像看起来没有那么大的感动，说哇、哦，感谢神哦，神这样子保护我们。
And so at that time, we don't see a very great reaction of thanksgiving shown by the Israelites to God.
一直到什么时候，他们才真的会感谢神？
Until which point when they truly gave thanks to God?
就是过了红海以后。
It was after they crossed over the Red Sea.
所以过红海在新约圣经里面特别指出这个叫做预表洗礼。
And so crossing over the Red Sea in the New Testament, it tells us that it represents baptism.
所以当他们过了红海以后，在红海的那一边看到埃及军兵死在海中，他们那时候真的是大声欢呼了。
As after they had crossed over the Red Sea onto the other side on land, and when they saw that the Egyptian soldiers died in the sea, and that's when they shouted out praises to God.
所以这也说明我们今天一个人真正会感谢的时候，你当我们被神救赎、洗礼完以后，看到神的恩典，回想过去那一段不可回顾的过去，才知道说神的救赎有多伟大。这个时候，通常我们的感谢的心才会生出来。
And it also tells us that usually we start to have a heart of thanksgiving towards the salvation of God after we have received water baptism and realized our sinful past and how great God's salvation is. And then that's the point when we have a heart of thanksgiving.
好，过了红海以后，
after crossing over the Red Sea, they started on this wilderness journey.
百姓开始发怨言，
and the people started to complain.
没有东西吃，没有水喝，就发怨言。
They did not have food to eat, and they did not have water to drink, and they started to complain.
不是神不知道。
It wasn't that God did not know.
但是神就是要试验他们。
But God wanted to test them.
但证明人信心很小。
And this proved or it showed that the faith of man was very little.
人真的真的是很软弱，很体贴肉体。
Man indeed pleases the flesh, and very weak.
很容易把神的作为忘记。
And it's very easy for man to forget the works of God.
所以哎，就开始抱怨了，跟摩西抱怨了。
And so they would start to complain to Moses.
好，神就降玛拿下来。
And so God sent manna.
玛拿就养活他们。
And manna fed them and
磐石出水让他们解渴。
And the water came out of the rock.
好，所以我们在你看这些玛拿磐石，其实也都是预表着耶稣基督他的供给。
And we also see that manna and also the rock, these all represented the sustenance of Jesus.
都预表主耶稣基督本身了。
And this, they also represented Jesus himself.
哦，所以哥林多前书第十章特别强调，耶稣就是那个灵磐石，就是我们的属灵的粮食。
And that's why, First Corinthians chapter 10 is specially emphasized that Jesus Christ is the spiritual rock to us.
然后你看，走入旷野，到了西乃山就建立会幕了。
And after they walk in the wilderness, and then they arrived at Mount Sinai, and that's when they established the tabernacle.
这个会幕其实也预表着基督。
And this tabernacle also represented Christ.
会幕也预表着教会。
And tabernacle also represents the church.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
你看这个会幕在百姓的中间。
And we see that this tabernacle is in the midst of the people.
所以那个神的国度是以神为中心的。
And so the kingdom of God centers around God.
百姓要真的是要做什么事情，都要去问神，都要去求神的指示。这个叫做以神为中心的生活。
Everything that the people did, they needed to go to God and inquire of God's instruction, and this is called a life centered on God.
然后走旷野的时候有营柱火柱，然后就跟他们一路走了。
And on their journey in the wilderness, there is a pillar of cloud and fire, and they accompanied there.
那这个当中预表着神的同在。
And this also represented the abidance of God.
预表着圣灵。
And it also represented the Holy Spirit.
所以这整个出埃及记里面充满了这个救赎跟神的作为的预表性。
And so the whole book of Exodus is filled with the shadow of God's salvation and also His symbolism.
好了，那你看最后。这个会幕建立的这样这一大段从第二十一章以后基本上都要讲会幕建立的这个过程。
And starting from chapter 21 onwards, it basically talked about the establishment of the tabernacle.
所以如果要把它分段，从第一章一直到第十九章，这个都是在西乃山为中心点，西乃山以前发生的事情。
And so if we want to put an outline in the book of Exodus from chapter 1 to chapter 19, it records before Mount Sinai what happened to the children of Israel.
然后从十九章以后到最后都是在西乃山的时候所发生的，西乃山下所发生的事情。
And also and then from starting from chapter 19 all the way to the end recorded what happened on the foot of Mount Sinai.
那当然出埃及记有很多不同的分段法。
And of course there are many ways outline the book of Exodus.
其实我们在读经当中就会看到这个段落很明显的。
But in fact, when we are reading through this book, we'll be able to come up with the outline.
我们自己在慢慢读的时候，我们就会了解到每一章的内容所强调的，基本上你都看到那个主题都很清楚。
When we're reading through this book by ourselves, slowly we'll be able to gather the main points of each chapter.
那有关于神建立他的国度的重点，就是神要百姓完全遵守他的吩咐。
And a very important point of God establishing His nation is for His people to obey His commandments.
哦，就是神所定的规则，他们要很忠实的去执行，不可以去把它更改，用自己的想法去把它做调整。
Which is to say that everything God had instructed them, the people needed to follow exactly. They cannot change it or add to it by themselves.
那这个其实也在告诉我们，我们要侍奉神，要按照神所定的典范。
And this is also to teach us that when we are worshiping God today, we need to follow a pattern that God has instructed us.
好，所以出埃及记他等到讲完的时候，他接下去就是 进入利未记里面去了。
And so at the end of Exodus, after it's finished, it takes us to the book of Leviticus.
那个埃出埃及记最后是会幕建立起来的。
And at the end of Leviticus, it is the establishment.
那个出埃及记。
Oh, at the end of Exodus, it is the establishment of the tabernacle.
然后接下来那个利未记一开头呢？
And in the beginning of the book of Leviticus,
第一章第一节就是神从会幕里面去叫摩西的。
Chapter 1, verse 1. Now the Lord called to Moses out of the tabernacle.
好，所以就是神现在在会幕当中，神跟神与百姓同在，就在会幕里向他们讲话，传达信息。
And so God is among His people in the tabernacle, and He sends out the message from the tabernacle to His people.
好，所以出埃及记，神跟他们一起走路，然后到利未记的时候，神在会幕当中传讲他的要求。
So from the book of Exodus, God walked with His people. He journeyed with them, and until the book of Leviticus, and God started to speaking, to His people in the tabernacle.
所以这个就是从创世纪、出埃及记到利未记这整个联系。
And so this is the continuation from the book of Genesis to the book of Exodus until Leviticus.
好，那这个当中我们就一章一章的按照进度，好好去想、去读，然后领受神的这些信息，来造就我们的灵性。
And so, from our Bible reading schedule, let us read through each chapter and to understand and receive the instruction and message of God.
一起在我们的生活当中来欢呼歌颂这位救赎我们的主。
And let us all praise this God and our Lord of salvation in our life.
一起来唱诗435首。
Let's sing a hymn 435.
我奇妙的救赎主。